Welcome to the
Blog Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bass, your host of Soul World with Madeline, and we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Today on Empowering Your Mind, we're going to talk about prepare for your next. What is it that you're doing, going to do, want to do? Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Stop writing it down. Write your vision. But once you've done that, it's the doodling and the extras and trying to fix it before you present it. You guys, sometimes it just doesn't get there. If there's something that you see and you're already aware or educated on it, get it moving. Don't wait on it, okay? If you can solve some people's problems today, do that. Just do it. Don't give them an abundance of information. That's why today we're only going to be about 15 minutes. But get the information to them in a succinct amount of time, plain and simple. Don't try to use 20,000 characters of words and just say what you got to say, okay? So we're going to just break it down with five little simple steps I feel like would be very, very easy for you. I know people get tired of steps and ways and tips to make you do this and make you do that. Nothing happens and none of that makes any difference unless you put some action to it for yourself, okay? So number one is problem recognition. What do you see in your area or even in your family or in your own home, at your job? Like, what problem is there? Recognize that issue, that situation, that problem. Get it in your mind. Get the information that you need, number two, in order to pull that situation in. You know, what is it that you need to resolve it? Get the details, you know, go ahead and do a little research. Don't spend a bunch of time on it, but just try to find a quick fix and then work on the long term shortly after. But see the problem, gather the information to fix the problem. Number three is find a product or something that you can, you know, check out or utilize or even use it, evaluate it a little bit, you know, look at it and see, try it with the issue and just see if it works. Along with getting the information, you've got the details of it, but now you want to play with it. Say, for instance, a product of some sort that can help you with your marketing, or a product that can help you with your bookkeeping and keeping up with your receipts for tax purposes. Like, that's the product evaluation. You want to try it out for yourself, you know, take the pictures of your receipt and see if it does go into the correct category. You know, how easily can you maneuver through it in order to make that correction if it doesn't? You know, is it user-friendly for someone who's not familiar with a lot of tax information and process? So number one, and I'm going to keep going through it so you can see how it makes sense. You find the problem, and then, of course, you get the information to fix the problem, and then you want to find the product and check it out and make sure it is the solution for the problem, okay? Number four is to purchase that type of something. What's the purchase power on that? Is it too expensive for a small business owner? Is it something that only corporations would be able to utilize and continue to build and grow? Small businesses suffer because they're trying to keep up with the big companies at that level. You're not there yet. Stay in your budget. And that's just like living in your means or above your means. If you are only making $20,000 a year, you don't need to be spending $15,000 a year. You need to stay around $6,000 or $7,000 a year, okay? That's your budget for your home, your rent, your lights, your gas, if you pay a water bill. Like, you need to go ahead and calculate those things and see if it comes up to $6,000 a year. If it does, then you want to, you know, pull back a little bit more and see if you can't start saving something or trying to pay off some things. Like, that's where you look, and your buying power will increase as you start to own some things, okay? Because then that's collateral, okay? So purchase power is something that you need, even with raising your credit limits on some things. So get that buying power and that purchase power up. And that is by pulling back on some unnecessary spending that you do. Last and not least is customer satisfaction. Whatever it is that you're doing, is your customer satisfied? Don't ever get to the place, you guys, where you feel like that customer is whatever. They'll be all right. I hear that a lot. And the customer may be right. And then there are some times when the customer is wrong. But the whole objection to getting them to return is to make sure that the customer is satisfied. They may have hit a bump in the road where there's something with your product or your service and there's a little catch in it or a glitch in it, and you know this, then you need to start correcting it and fixing it. So recognize the problem. Get the information that you need from the customer to see what it is you can do to fix it. Find another situation, product, or service that will assist in that. Evaluate it. Use it. Make sure it's going to work. Find out the purchase power, if that customer is going to, if it's going to cost you too much to make the change, or if it's going to bump that price up a little bit more, will that customer be satisfied with that? Okay, so these five steps are going to help you in preparing for your next, because your goal should always be next level, always. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Have an awesome day. You ain't safe.